good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne's preaching comes from Omaha and is entitled Crazy Good News.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. But you have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins that they may repent. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things, because they are yours, O Lord and lover of souls. For your imperishable spirit is in all things. Just for a moment, I want you to think of the craziest bit of good news you've ever heard. Maybe it's news of a neighbor recovering from a diagnosis of cancer initially thought terminal, or the birth of a baby to a family member who thought they couldn't have kids. For some of my Chicago friends, it was news of the Cubs winning the World Series in 2016. For most Christians, if we sat to think about it, we would likely say the news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That is crazy good news. But at the risk of sounding heretical, I've been wondering lately if there isn't something even crazier than that. For Jesus died and rose on a tiny hillside outside the wall of Jerusalem, which is a dot on the map of the land of Israel, which itself is but a tiny dot on the whole of the planet Earth. Yet the earth is but a speck in our galaxy, which is filled with a bajillion stars and planets. And our Milky Way galaxy is but a minuscule speck in the whole universe. And now we're getting to the crazy part spoken to us by the Book of Wisdom today in our first reading. Our whole universe is like a grain, a tiny, tiny weight on the scale of God. Our universe, not me or you, not our planet, not our galaxy, but our universe is so tiny in the grand scheme of things, God needs the tweezers to pick it up. Mind-blowing. But once you've reassembled your brain matter around that notion, prepare yourself, because we haven't really gotten to the good news part yet. The crazy good news, indeed perhaps the craziest good news ever, is that as minuscule as you and I are amidst 7 billion people on a planet that is a speck within a galaxy, that is a speck within a universe, that is a grain on a scale, God knows and loves you. This is what the author of Wisdom proclaims. God wills your existence. And each time you breathe, it's because God has placed God's imperishable spirit within you. Jesus, perhaps familiar with these very words, goes even farther than the author of Wisdom, claiming God watches over each and every sparrow, but watches over you with even greater care, indeed in such a way that each and every hair on your head is counted. And really, when you stop to think about it, it sounds insane. Most days I have a hard time believing it, because really, it is way too good to be true. But some days I do believe it. And on those days I smile a lot. But I don't have much to say. Because really all words fall flat. They seem unable to hold the weight. And today is one of those days. And I hope it is for you too.
Oh.